You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Those who are fighting to keep abortion legal in the state have asked a Teton County judge to stop the law that would ban medication abortions from going into effect on July 1st. Senate File 109 makes Wyoming the first state to ban the use of pills for abortions. It's a separate law from the near-total abortion ban that has already been put on hold. Jackson OBGYN Dr. Jovanina Anthony is a plaintiff on the near-total abortion ban. She says all the abortions she provides are medication abortions.
If Senate File 109 becomes law on July 1, then we can't provide any medical abortion in Wyoming. So we had to go after that separately.
The law not only outlaws using pills, it makes it illegal to prescribe, dispense, or sell medications for the purpose of performing an abortion. Anyone who violates the rule could be imprisoned or fined up to $9,000. If the temporary restraining order is granted by the judge, Anthony says the hope is the medication ban would be part of the current case over the near-total abortion ban. A new report explains the pathways young people can take to land good-paying jobs. A popular program in Idaho is helping young people with this goal. Eric Tigetoff has more.
The Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce looked at 10 pathway changes that increase people's chances of getting a good job before the age of 30. While there's standard advice like getting a bachelor's degree, the report also suggests entering other types of programs by age 22. Matthew Paskash with the Idaho Department of Labor says Idaho Launch is helping young people do that.
Folks who want to go into the trades, go into stuff that requires perhaps just a certificate program, which may still cost money up front to enroll into or to buy necessary tools and equipment for, this helps to ease that burden and to lower those barriers.
The legislature expanded the Idaho Launch workforce training program this year. By 2024, it will provide high school graduates up to $8,000 to attend community college or pursue a certificate program.
Eric Tigetoff reporting. You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.